over yet. Some of the most interesting stories in the Bible, I think, are the stories of Daniel. He and his three friends had been taken from their homes and exiled to Babylon. They were young when they were deported, but they remained true to their faith. Daniel was a man of strong convictions, and he earned the respect of those over them in the king's palace. When King Nebuchadnezzar had a vision that none of his wise men could interpret, Daniel was given a vision by God to interpret it. After giving the interpretation, he ends by saying to the king, "The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Therefore, your majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that your prosperity will continue." Daniel 4:26-27. King Neb did not heed Daniel's warning from Almighty God, and 12 months later, the dream was fulfilled. While on the rooftop of the palace, he was boasting proudly, and a voice came from heaven. "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign and he rules over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." Daniel 4:31-32. God showed King Neb who was really in control. In Psalms 22:28, we read, "For dominion belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations." Daniel has visions of the end times. After writing down his visions, he concludes in Daniel 7, saying, "Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under the heavens will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him." Psalms has wonderful verses about God in heaven, the ruler. Psalm 66:7, "He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him." Psalm 75:7, "It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another." Psalm 103:19, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." Psalm 115:3, "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him." And one last verse from Isaiah 40:10. "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him." When I become discouraged with the evil being done in our world, I am reminded of a classic old hymn, "This is my Father's world." "This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. The best is yet to come, dear friends." On Christmas Day in 1863, Henry W. Longfellow was feeling immense personal pain due to great losses in his family and national despair because of the Civil War. Hearing the Christmas bells ring out the message of peace on earth, goodwill to men, prompted him to write the poem, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Paul gave a charge to his son in the faith, Timothy. This is a charge to us from our great God and the only ruler. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep Christ's commands without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:14.